Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast Level 3. I'm Unbiased Anne, and with me is Genesis and Mike B. Hey guys, what are you excited to talk about today?
Mike, I'm excited about the Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Oh, really? Mine is easy. Simple. Pokemon Go.
Oh, that's what's up.
Raid battles and all kind of stuff going on. Yeah.
Me too. I'm excited to talk about Pokemon Go.
So we got to get going here because we got a lot to talk about in this Nintendo episode here. First, I got to get the social media thing out of the way. We actually had a change to one of our social media pages. So now you can follow us on all social media outlets, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at ANX Gamecast. So the reason we did that is I got on our page to check it out from my personal account, and I did a quick search instead of searching who I'm following. And I searched for ANX Gamecast, and I just saw dozens and dozens and maybe even hundreds of tweets. People were reposting our pictures from Instagram.
Oh.
To Twitter.
And on Twitter, it was different.
And on Twitter, we had a different handle because I created the Twitter page first and I wanted everything to say at ANXGC. But for some reason, when I got on Instagram, that name was not available. So I kept Twitter at ANXGC, put Instagram at ANX Gamecast. So when they reposted everything, it reposted as at ANX Gamecast. Right. So we weren't getting any of the mentions or we weren't getting any of the notifications, I should say. So we weren't able to reach back out to those people that were showing support. And if you clicked on our name, when they reposted it, it didn't go anywhere because at ANX Gamecast on Twitter didn't exist.
Right.
So now we're getting a lot more traffic for everyone reposting our pictures. So thanks for all the support. Whoever you are, it's a lot of you. I probably saw 10 different unique accounts. And I know I randomly did a search on Google, and there was a lot of our stuff on Pinterest. So I don't know if that's something we should get into. I don't know anything about Pinterest.
I love Pinterest. I'm like addicted to Pinterest. So
what? What is a Pinterest?
It's basically just like a big board. I don't remember how it starts off, but I think what it does when you first log in, it shows you all these different pictures and you can like them and you can save them to different boards, as they call them. But you're kind of, it's like you're organizing pictures or recipes or whatever. Anyway, so that's how you create boards. Like I have a recipe board, I have a workout board, I have a for the home, decorating, pictures, just it, all sorts of stuff. But anyway, as you keep doing it, you can, it starts like, it's smart. It picks up on what you like, so it starts showing you more of what you like.
Mm. Oh, cool.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
So unfortunately, all of the pages I saw on Pinterest had something to do with cannabis. So I don't know what's up with that.
Huh. I guess a lot of people like that.
I guess so. So while we're still on the social media thing, one more plug, anxgamecenter@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, suggestions, go ahead and send them there. We do check it, so you don't have to worry about that. Usually the easiest way to get in contact with us is on a DM through Instagram, but we do check the emails also. So we want to jump right into
round one.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Before you get into that, was I the only one who noticed that Colonel Sanders was getting in the ring?
So here's the other thing we need to talk about here. It is Sunday. It is Sunday, August 20th. And that means SummerSlam is on. So we are very tired, probably dirty and stinky, dehydrated, and behind schedule because of Pokemon Go raid battles, trying to get all the legendary birds before they go away on the 31st. So SummerSlam is here. I actually invited a few people over to watch it. They're in the living room now by themselves, and we have it on here in the studio. So if we sound a little distracted, it's because someone just won a new title. Braun Strowman just killed Roman Reigns, which would be awesome. or something like that. So we, if you hear us randomly start screaming, something big happened on SummerSlam. It's the biggest event of the summer. At least that's what they keep telling me every Monday night on Raw.
Well, if you see me getting distracted, it's because I just saw like a whole bunch of Colonel Sanders fight each other like on the TV screen. I'm like, I haven't seen it. That's bananas.
And you got the best view in the house. I'm kind of actually turned away from the TV. Mike is straight on.
I can't help but to see Colonel Sanders. So
he doesn't have a fancy chair like we do or a fancy computer, but he is like in the best seat to see this TV in our studio. You suck.
Super jealous.
Mike, be tripping.
All right, so we're going to try this one more time. Let's get into
round one.
And let's talk about some anime. So I don't know what you want to get into first, Mike, the stuff that you watched, or you want to get into this When They Cry?
First, I want to talk about My Hero Academia.
Okay, let's go, because I own a couple of the pop figures, but I haven't actually seen the show yet. So again, catch me up one more time. Is it something that is dubbed? Can I watch it in English?
Yeah, it is dubbed. You can watch it in English.
And what service is it?
Now, I watch mine on Hulu.
Okay, but is it somewhere else? Maybe Crunchyroll? Is it a Funimation deal? Can I watch it there, possibly?
I believe you could watch it on Crunchyroll, probably Funimation.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay, so what's going on there?
Right now, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers, but they're to a pretty big point in one of the parts of the early manga. I know, like, I discussed with a friend of mine, like, where the manga is right now.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty close to where the manga is. And they just beat the heroes just beat a really big villain,
mm-hmm.
I would say, and it has my interest. I'm actually surprised that it didn't stop for a minute
to kind of see where they're going next.
Yeah, exactly.
So they kill Frieza, so it's like, well, what now?
Well, see, I was kind of worried that they were gonna just stop the anime and be like, oh, okay, well, you have to wait a whole year for us to finish the next mm-hmm. couple of episodes. But it looks like they're probably throwing in a little bit of filler.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So I might try to check that out, because just based off the pop figures, they look cool. So I have to just go based off that and what you're telling me. The things outside of When They Cry that I watch is, of course, Keeping Up with Dragon Ball Z Kai on Toonami and Dragon Ball Super.
I seriously thought you were going to say Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
But I was like, that wouldn't fit. But just the way you were like, Keeping Up with, I was like, what?
Okay. No.
Go ahead.
I mean, even though they all kind of look like Frieza to me.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe I would watch it, and sometimes I think the mom has kind of have some spiky Goku hair.
Is that King Cole? Is she King Cole?
Not quite, because she has the spiky hair. She has to be some sort of Saiyan.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, but all the other with the plump lips and the weird stuff, they look like Frieza. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Dragon Ball Z Kai. I think I'm on the episode where Vegeta. Committed suicide to try to kill Fat Boo.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was pretty intense. Vegeta walking around hugging people and stuff. That's not normal for him. So it's weird how he killed all the people in the stadium episode or two before. It's because he's evil now, because it's Majin Vegeta. But it had to take you turning evil to hug your son for the first time.
I may be evil, but I love my son.
Right. So it's kind of strange, but whatever. He did the right thing. But of course I'm into the episode now where we learn that, not only did Fat Boo not be destroyed, but Babidi also didn't get destroyed, even though Piccolo had already chopped him in half and Vegeta blew up everything.
You know, that's like a big middle finger to Vegeta. Like, yeah. Oh man, you just did all of this. You sacrificed yourself. Blew yourself up for, you know, you gave your son a hug, which I doubt he ever did ever again.
Right.
And it's kind of like, he just regenerated.
He just regenerated and back dancing around and all that kind of, you know.
Gave Trunks a hug?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Younger Trunks.
How did you know?
Trunks briefs,
yeah.
Because I listen.
Yeah. I call Vegeta briefs because I don't know his last name. I would just assume he would have to take Bulma's last name, so that would make him Vegeta Briefs.
Can you imagine if he like goes to a bank and they're like, "Who are you, sir? Vegeta Briefs? Vegeta Briefs?
I'm the Prince of All Saiyans."
excuse me, sir. What's a Saiyan?
Oh, you blasted fools! Yeah. So I've been watching that Dragon Ball Super. I think we got to the point where They met Choppa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they were on that peak, that part where they met Choppa. Probably the best line in Dragon Ball Super so far is Goku calling Choppa's handler, calling her, female Whis? Mm-hmm. Girl Whis.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was probably the best part of the best line of it. So I think they met them and they agreed to do a tournament. So I'm on a big cliffhanger now. I can't wait to start tournaments because Dragon Ball Z is all based around having tournaments and then having evil people come and ruin the tournament and they have to go kill them. So I'm assuming that's what's going to happen here. But I don't know. I saw a couple of spoilers online probably 4 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I was trying to stay away from them, but I saw a couple of things. So I got an okay idea of what might be happening next.
Is it the Tournament of Power?
I don't think they named it. It was just like, we're going to have a tournament to see who's the strongest. They were talking about these other Dragon Balls that Choppa was looking for.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where you're at right now.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at on Dragon Ball Super. So let's get into this When They Cry. I don't want to spend a lot of time on When They Cry since we have so much Pokemon to talk about. But
or because When They Cry is confusing.
It is very confusing, and I'm starting to actually get confused about what we talked about on our podcast episode 1 and 2 versus what we just saw and how it all comes together. All I know is at the end of every chapter, everyone keeps dying.
Yeah.
And then episode 1 of the next chapter,
everybody's back alive.
Everyone's back. No Dragon Balls involved. It's just like nothing happened.
Right. No explanation. No, nothing.
Now, it's a good show, but it's very, very confusing. So anything you remember specifically out of the last two chapters that we watched?
The police officer.
The new police officer?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And one more thing to get to. It seems like every chapter they're introducing new characters almost every single chapter. The next chapter, chapter 2, I believe, they introduced Mion. Mm-hmm. Or was it Shion?
Shion.
They introduced Shion, and then now they've introduced Akasaka, mm-hmm. which is the new detective from out of town, from the big city.
Yep.
So that piece is nice, that they keep introducing more and more characters, but it also makes it more confusing. Mm-hmm. I think they also introduced, what's the little girl's name? The one that's getting beat up by the uncle?
Her name was
Satoko Hojo, and they finally introduced her uncle, who's taking care of her. Well, quote unquote, taking care of her.
What is she? She's a little sister of old dude with the baseball bat,
right? Satoshi. Yeah. So yeah, that's his little sister. So they're starting to tell more about Satoshi and Satoko and their interactions in the town, along with her uncle.
Let me tell you something. Honestly starting to believe that Satoshi is actually the main character.
Think so?
I'm believing so.
Yeah, because he's just copying off. You know, your homeboy's copying off of him, Keiichi.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he's, like everything that he's doing, they're doing the exact same thing back to back. Like they're both using the baseball bat. They're both mm-hmm. going crazy.
Yeah.
They're both looking out for Satoko. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because whatever's happening with Keiichi and his Cotton Drifting Festival and him, big spoiler alert, I need something on the soundboard for that we still haven't named yet. Like I said, Fake Tana, we need something here to say spoiler alert, because here's a big one. He kills Satoko's uncle, but then one can't find him. And two, everyone's saying, oh, we had such a good time
at the festival. Yeah, we saw you. Like, yeah.
So he's really going crazy. Rika died in horrific fashion. The crows were getting a good meal off of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot going on. Like, it's really interesting. I really like it. It's just whenever you get a chance to watch it, grab the Excedrin migraine. And something that can keep you focused, maybe a 5-hour energy, so whatever keeps you focused.
I'm just hoping it all comes together at some point, because it's like it's good, and there's a lot of stuff that happens. You're like, oh, but it's still not coming together. And it's just getting more and more confusing. So it's getting to the point where it's like, is this good? Because I'm thoroughly confused.
Well, to answer that question, as for me anyway, it's good because I want to keep watching it. I want to see what happens next.
That's true.
Because there's been a lot of animes where I just cut it off. Just I'm not watching this anymore. I actually need to get on the website. There was a website I was using to keep track of the animes I watched. So I actually need to get back on there. And it actually will show you which ones that I stalled out on. Stuff like Fruits Basket.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Fruits Basket and stuff like that that I never really finished. I know season two of Gunslinger Girl, I never finished. I don't know what it was. The first season was pretty boring, but I stuck through it. Season two was, I just couldn't do it anymore. So I don't think I ever really finished it.
I've never even watched Gunslinger Girl. I've seen pictures of it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, you should check it out.
But, you know, I'm more into like the Hokuto no Ken kind of stuff, so.
Huh?
Fist of the North
what?
Star.
What?
So you're like that what are you calling manime? Is that what you're calling?
That's what I call it, the manime.
That's what you're calling the manime.
Hano Nokton.
What?
I didn't hear what you said. What? I mean, I heard you. I didn't understand what you said.
We'll just say Fist of the North Star.
So this is all I know about Fist of the North Star. There's this guy. He's buff. He's jacked. He's ready to kill people. Looks like ready to whip them, right? And he comes up. He's like, I'm going to destroy you. And then you're already dead. And then all of a sudden he starts to fight. And then he goes,
and then you blow up. Okay.
And that's the show.
So it's really like a kung fu movie mixed in with Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
I have no idea what that is, but
oh gosh.
I was just like, what? When I heard him, I was just like, whoa, hold on.
You knew that was good.
No, I was like, what happened to his voice? It's like he just.
What is that noise?
I thought it was thought it turned into a comedy all of a sudden, because that's how some of the comedy animes are when they spoof other things.
Yeah,
I was like, is this supposed to be funny?
No, this is a show about passion and love.
Because I sure was laughing.
Okay, well, it's a comedy.
Might be tripping.
It's about passion and love.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's all the what is doing is expressing his love. You know, for Yuria.
But then you die.
But
I thought you said when he makes that noise, you die.
Well, he's attacking people.
How is he expressing love by going, da, 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 and then he attacks people?
It's through his fist of compassion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or it may be Toki, I don't know.
So, who? Mike, are you...
Get that girl's name right? I don't know.
Are you going to pick this? You're not going to pick Fist of the North Star for any reviews. Come soon.
You know what? I won't pick the actual anime. I'll pick probably a movie. Let me stop.
Yeah, bust out some Technon in there. All right, so let's move on.
Round two.
Let's start talking about Nintendo and Nintendo products. We got a couple of trailer reviews, Puyo Puyo Tetris and Ultra Street Fighter 2. Mike B.
What's up?
How do you feel about the Puyo Puyo Tetris trailer?
You know what? I'm a big sucker for Sega. I'm a big sucker for them. And when the girl in the beginning was like, Sega. Oh, I loved that. Oh, I loved it so much. Ooh, I cringed. I was like, yes. Yes, I got to have it. Watching it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's how I express my love for the game. But anyway... You know, I love puzzle games. I love that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at first I was like, okay, how are they going to make this work? Puyo, 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 and Tetris. And watching the trailer, it was just cool listening to the music transition from Puyo Puyo to Tetris. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay. You had them going like, Puyo Puyo time. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Tetris time.
Tetris time. I was like, oh.
So it really looked like a battle system. Because I haven't played a whole lot of the Puyo Puyo series, but I've been playing Tetris since the 80s. It's a Soviet mind game. I guess I was a little nerd or something, because is it time to play Super Mario 3? No, I'm still playing Tetris.
Oh, shoot. Hey, that's what's up.
Tetris Master. So what? Anything you didn't like about the trailer?
Not really. You know, I didn't dislike it too much. I would say it's, if anything, I would probably say, you know, there wasn't too much action going on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's a puzzle game. What do you expect from that? You know, so, you know, it was pretty cool, because I was like, oh, cool. You know, the Sega, the Puyo time, Tetris time. Okay, right. That was cool and all. But then after that, it's like, I would have to play it. I have to get a hands on it.
Right. So what was your overall score?
My overall score was a 7.2.
7.2. Okay.
Yeah.
Unbiased Dan.
What did you think?
I gave it a 6.8.
6.8, that's close.
Because I thought it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. The graphics and everything, it was really, I liked all the different colors and everything. But there was just way too much going on for me. I like basic Tetris.
Just regular old Tetris. Yeah. So that actually stopped me from playing Tetris, certain genres of systems, because they came out with the Tetris and it was like in water. And it was all floaty, and it was kind of weird. I was like, "This is nah." They're trying to do too much. Yeah.
DTM.
Yeah.
So did the Puyo Puyo kind of pull you in a little bit?
No.
Like, get you interested?
No, so, not at all.
What about the Tetris piece, dear? Because you know Tetris.
I like Tetris, but I just like playing regular Tetris. Regular, I mean, Tetris. Am I remembering incorrectly? But didn't Tetris used to be black and white back in the day? It was just the shapes that you saw.
I'm trying to think about the Nintendo version. Woo, I'm getting old. You might have played it on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously the Game Boy had no color.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, I will say this. When it came out with the color and the better graphics for Tetris, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
But all this, Puyo Puyo, whatever, jumping around, I was just like, I was getting very overwhelmed. I was like, no, I don't, this is too, there's too much going on.
Okay. So, I gave it a 7.4. So that's a kind of a big difference between me and
Unbiased Dan.
But generally speaking, it looks like we're all right there. The graphics, I gave it a 10. I mean, everything looked amazing. The main thing that I the lowest score I gave was story. There has to be some sort of story mode in here. I mean, it's 2017. They have story mode for everything.
Usually Puyo Puyo games usually always have like a little story going on. A little story, on the side,
right. So they have to somehow mesh the worlds of Tetris and Puyo Puyo together. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, this game had already been released on maybe the PS4 Store, PlayStation Store. Maybe it was the PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. I guess we should know this, but this is the first time of me actually noticing it and being interested in it. So that's why I chose it to review for the trailer, to see which Nintendo game we review on our next Nintendo episode. So 7.4, 7.2, and a 6.8. That's not bad.
Well, and see, the thing with the graphics, I wasn't real sure on that, because their graphics were pretty, but mm-hmm. their graphics weren't complicated in any manner. Yeah. It was like little cartoon characters and squares.
A little anime characters, but sometimes simple is better.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people
but it's hard to give them a high score when you're comparing them against other games with graphics where there's so much more to their graphics. Mouths moving and faces and, you know.
Yeah, but I guess I was also just looking more at the actual blocks and the Tetris and the Puyo Puyo screens and the battle screens and the floor. I think they have four-player action on there, four players at one time. I was looking at everything and everything looked good. Considering that it's on the newest system out, you know, that kind of gives it an edge. Once the Xbox One X comes out and the PlayStation, the 4 Pro gets a little bit better and puts out some really good stuff, Puyo Puyo Tetris, for example, 2 years from now, probably will look like crap to us.
You want me to tell you something? What I wish that Puyo Puyo would do? I wish they had like a custom character customization or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I would love to have like a, my own custom character made on there take them to the story.
Maybe it hasn't. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. We do have to try it out.
So before we jump into our Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challengers trailer review, man, that was a mouthful. Quick SummerSlam update. What's happening here? Baron Corbin beating down on John Cena. I love it. I hate John.
Was it looking so hot?
Yeah, just keep hitting him. Punch him again. Punch him again. Bite him. Like
any beating of John Cena makes you happy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can I can lose my save file on Fallout 4. John Cena loses. I'm all good.
Look like he's on the ropes.
Super cheesy.
Yeah, it's super corny.
What's that tattoo on his chest right there? Is that a bird in like some kind of glass case or something trying to break free?
Probably something cheesy.
Yeah, probably something cheesy too, because I don't necessarily care for Baron Corbin too much, but I will root for him in this match. But, you know, Super Cena kick out of everything and he'll win with a crappy finishing move. So anyway, Ultra Street Fighter 2, the final challengers for the Nintendo Switch.
Round 2.
Oh, that wasn't the right button.
Mike B.
There we go.
Mike B.
What do you got on that one?
Ultra Street Fighter 2. It was pretty cool. I liked it.
You liked the trailer?
I liked it, you know. Well, you know, at first I was kind of like, you know, what are you guys going to go with this in this direction? You know, when it started off with kind of introducing like, okay, you know, this is what we went through, you know, before we got into Street Fighter, you know, like this is the reason why we love Street Fighter. This is the reason why we got into it, you know, why we waited in the long lines at, what is it? Was it Funko Land at the time or something?
Funko Land.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's taking me back.
Yeah. They should bring that back.
I never went to Funko Land. My little brother always went to Funko Land.
The thing I like most about Funko Land was the little newspaper they would put out every month. Mm-hmm. And it would tell you what games they had at the store. And they give you that little newspaper. And I would just go home and highlight stuff because I was too poor and broke to buy it. But I'm going to get that. Look at that one. Because it'll have the prices on there, too.
Yeah.
I was, ooh, look at that. Ooh, just highlighting everything. Mm-hmm. Didn't buy crap. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. But like I said, you know, once it got into the actual showing of the gameplay and they stopped showing the nostalgic, like building up the nostalgic feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's pretty decent, pretty cool. You know, it's like Super Street Fighter 2, but with better graphics. Because what was the last one was like just Street Fighter 2 itself.
Street Fighter 2 High HD Remix, I believe.
Yeah, but it didn't have, did it have DJ on there? And like Cammy?
I don't think so, because it was just Street Fighter 2.
Okay, so, you know, with this one, you know, it's like Street Fighter 2, you know, this is what I'm hoping. You know, and this is what I kind of wish that I did see from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish that we did get like a more HD version of Ryu doing a Sudoken. But maybe I'm tripping. Maybe they did do that.
So what score did you give it overall?
Overall, I gave it an 8.2.
8.2. That's a pretty good score.
Yeah.
All right.
Unbiased Dan.
What did you think about the Ultra Street Fighter 2, the Final Challengers trailer for the Nintendo Switch?
I loved it.
What?
I thought it was great. The same word that Mike used is what I was thinking. It was very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very creative trailer. I love the way they put it together. It looked old but new at the same time. I definitely was completely focused on it. So I gave it a 7.8. And the worst thing I could think of was the graphics, but it almost seemed like they did it on purpose. Like they purposely are using older graphics to make it look like an older.
Well, one thing that they showed is that they had new high def graphics, a new skin on all the characters and the levels, but then you can switch back and forth.
Oh, okay.
You can switch to the old 8-bit graphics or 16, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You can switch back to the old school graphics.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's, maybe I was just seeing the older stuff. I don't know, but either way, I really liked it. I thought it was a really cool trailer.
That's actually pretty cool that they gave you that option to put it old and new.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah, took me back.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So it seems like, I don't know what's going on, but it seems like at least once per episode, I have one of these moments, and I'm not doing it on purpose. But I gave the trailer a 5.8.
What?
It looked terrible.
My B tripping.
No, that's not the right one.
Hey man, why are you tripping?
You're not tripping this time.
Why?
The gameplay. Well, so here's the deal. I guess I'm not being totally unbiased here. That's why we have Unbiased Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Unbiased Dan.
But the last remake that I played was the Street Fighter 2 HD remix,
mm-hmm.
and it looked just like this, right? So mm-hmm. that's kind of cool. The graphics to me, The updated graphics are really cheesy. They're really cheesy. There's no detail to them. And when I played Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, it did not play well. Mm. It played just like the old Street Fighter, which does not hold up over time. It's a reason why they keep evolving and getting different moves and different speeds and different combos and things like that. It plays just like the old one, which I guess is the point, but I don't want to play that. If I want to play that, I'll go play it. I don't want to buy a brand new game, $40, I believe. I don't believe some of these puzzle games and some of these remakes on the Switch are $60. I think they're $40. So that's cool.
You don't really want like a exact copy, but just look better. You want it to be like, oh, it plays better.
Plays better.
Some more.
So the only thing that I saw that was cool that I did like was that they had the two-player mode. Mm-hmm. So it can be me and you versus Bison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that part was cool. It was interesting, but it didn't pull me in enough to say, okay, I want to go buy this game. Obviously, it didn't show any story mode, so it got really low on that. The graphics and the hype, because of like what I just said, the gameplay just didn't look there for me, especially thinking about it in my head, trying to use the Switch controller to play this fighting game. Mm-hmm. I was like, this doesn't look good to me.
You know what? That's one thing that I always wondered, like, do they have an arcade Switch controller?
So I have not seen like an arcade joystick, but obviously we do have the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, that would be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But the gameplay itself just looks choppy and slow.
I have a question too. So how would you like it if they did like a Street Fighter Alpha 3 kind of thing? So what if they made this Street Fighter 2 look like Street Fighter Alpha 3, but just a little bit more smoother?
Yeah, I would probably like that a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or about even just a remake of that, but just even better graphics?
Yeah, I would probably be more down for that and be more excited about that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what I scored.
My wife Naomi is on the screen.
Oh, SummerSlam update. I wish we had something on Fake Time already. I could just press it and it'll say, SummerSlam update. So everyone is feeling the glow right now. So that's Naomi. She's coming out with her. I don't really like the belt. Some other wrestler made reference to it that she's defaced the belt by putting all this glow in the dark lights and stuff on it.
I think that looks cool.
It looks cool.
I think it's awesome.
It looks cool in the dark. But then once you turn the lights on, it looks like, yeah, it just, I don't know, looks like a circus.
Looks pretty rad.
So I don't even know. I don't remember who she's fighting. So I guess she's fighting Natalya for the belt. They finally turned the lights on.
Did she actually hit a button and it turned off?
Yeah. She turned the belt off. So I like it. I like it better now.
Can I get that at Walmart?
Probably. You might go to WWEshop.com.
That's a fancy belt.
So anyway, as I was saying, it doesn't matter if I give it a 2 or a 1 or a 10.
Unbiased Dan
has the last say. So which trailer did you like the best? Which game will we be reviewing on the next Nintendo episode?
Okay, so I'm a little torn on this one, but I'm going to go with Ultra Street Fighter 2.
Oh, come on. You know you like Tetris.
What?
Okay, here's the deal. I had already decided, like, automatically, okay, I like Ultra Street Fighter 2 better. I want to see that one. Then I started thinking, well, Puyo 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 Tetris is newer. It is prettier. I am interested in seeing everything play out, but I already know there's too much going on. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. And now that you said all that stuff about Street Fighter 2, it kind of makes me want to see what you say after you play it.
Oh, I'm gonna start doing the reverse. I'm gonna give the okie doke. I'm gonna start
the okie doke.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. If I don't like it, I'm gonna say I love it. This Street Fighter is awesome. This looks great. Like, I can't wait to play this.
I mean, I can't even understand why you want to play Puyo Puyo Tetris or however you say it. I mean, it's just like a jewel. What's that? Jewel Thief or Bejeweled. Bejeweled. I love Bejeweled.
Well, that's exactly why I would want to play Puyo Puyo Tetris.
But how are you going to review it? It's just kind of like, oh, okay. It's...
Well, that's why we have to play it, because you never know. Like I said, it might have a story mode. It might have a character creation mode, like Mike was saying. It might have all kind of stuff in it.
You know, this is a win-win situation for me. Well, I love Sega.
Well,
you love fighting games and you love Sega.
Yep. Mate, why don't we just switch it up then? Y'all, this time you can choose.
No. This is the whole point of the podcast.
But y'all want to play Puyo Puyo Tetris.
It doesn't matter. We could still play. It's not like we're banned from playing it for life. It's just we won't be reviewing.
I'm going to take a baseball bat and just break all copies of your Puyo Puyo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, what's his name? Satoshi?
Yeah, that's me. Satoshi. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm so torn on this one. Well, can we just review both?
Oh,
I can't decide.
Hey, we have a budget here.
Okay, well, then let's do Puyo Puyo Tetris.
What? Now, hold on.
Now we got to do that? Oh, man.
Yeah, let's just do Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Aww.
What? Okay, when I said Street Fighter V, you did that.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Okay, let's just do Puyo Puyo Tetris. I am kind of interested in seeing it. I'm not going to play it, but I'll watch y'all play it.
Oh, you have to play it.
No.
For a second. We got to get you got to get hands on with it just for a second. And you say you like Tetris.
Okay, but I just got to do basic level or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that way I'll try it too.
So is that your final decision?
Okay, final. Puyo Puyo Tetris.
All right.
Yay.
Let's jump right in to round.
Don't be breathing all hard at me.
I'm just.
Round three.
Time for round three. The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild for Nintendo Switch, our official review. So the theme of this one, I can already tell, is this the best game ever made?
What? Mm-mm.
Huh? I don't know if you remember specifically, but when the game came out, I think we went up to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yes.
We bought something. I don't know. It was expensive, whatever it was.
Treadmill.
Was that the treadmill?
I think so.
Okay. Treadmill. It was weird, really weird, because we bought a... I don't know, $2,000 treadmill and like five pop figures.
Yeah, that was random.
Yeah, so it was kind of random. But anyway, the guys that were checking us out or helping us with our order, they kept talking about Breath of the Wild over and over and over and over, how they were addicted and this was like the best game. And I would get online and I would see people posting about this is the best game ever made and all these reviews and it's perfect 10.
And his wife got addicted to it
and it's just the best game ever made. Nah, son.
Mm-mm.
No.
That game is boring.
Oh.
You want me to tell you what makes that game?
Oh.
Keeps it from being the best game to
What's
me?
That? What's that?
My weapons keep breaking.
Yeah, that sucks. That's terrible. You got these, especially when you get to the futuristic looking weapons. The Guardian weapons, the ones that glow. And I was like, oh, I was for sure that once I got those, that they weren't going to break. Guess again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's a point in the game where you can mix up some apples and some steaks and rub it on the weapon so they don't break.
Or something.
Or take it somewhere to be repaired. But yeah, that part is pretty horrible, especially when you're in the middle of a boss battle. And then all of a sudden, all of your weapons are broken and you're forced to use the leaf.
Or you just run away. For the bit that I played, it was actually pretty fun because I think I just came from like the Zora. Is that what they're called? The fish people?
Uh-huh.
Because it's been a minute since I played. But, you know, I've been a big fan of Ocarina of Time. So, but with playing with this right here, I had like a Zora sword or so, and I was fighting this giant troll-looking creature thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool fighting them. I enjoyed it. It was pretty cool because I was exploring, and I was like, what is that? I said, it looks like some creature just sitting down there. I'm going to kill it.
Yeah, it was asleep.
Yeah, it was asleep.
And then you snuck over there. Snuck on. he woke up and started attacking you. So,
but after I got him first, though, on the record, I got him first.
Yeah, but you also restarted it 3 times. So,
hey,
whatever it takes.
So, overall, what did you actually give the game?
Me, I gave it an 8.4.
Okay, so that's not bad.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of people will, you know. You know, because I'm thinking if we don't give it a 9.5 or higher, people are going to think we're crazy.
Because, you know what, to me, I feel like, you know, if they see it as the game is perfect to them, that's what's up. That's good. Because, you know, each game has its own spot in everybody's heart. And it has, I mean, in reality.
There you go. Is that some more of that Fist of North Star? What's the guy's?
Kenshiro.
Yeah. But okay. That's some more of that going on. Okay.
So, but... You know, and that's, I mean, hey, that's what's up. To me, I'm not big on that. To me, some of the most perfect games I've seen out there, to me, where I'll give it a perfect score, which some people will argue,
yeah,
this will be like a Metal Gear Solid game, or it would probably be like Mass Effect. So, you know.
Fallout 4,
Final Fantasy 7. We're just naming some of our favorite games, and to me, this one doesn't quite live up to it. So I gave it an 8.79. So my argument is not that it's a bad game. It is not a bad game. It is a good game. It's even a great game. The argument is that this is not the perfect game, a perfect 10, a flawless game. No. The thing that I had the biggest complaints about were the weapons breaking. And we all love open world environments. They're awesome. This open world environment was too massive to be fun. It took you too long to get anywhere, to do anything. It reminded me of maps on like Final Fantasy 11 MMO, Final Fantasy 14, where you can put the auto run on and hit a trail and take an hour or maybe even an hour and a half real time to get to another city or town. Real time. Yeah, so the maps were just too big and the weapons breaking overall. So like I said, I don't want to act like we're Zelda bashing. I like Zelda. I played a lot of the entries into the series. This one to me, I think a lot of the hype was you don't often get a series or entry to a series this big of a release right at the launch of a new system. So I think it was just a combination of the two. All the Switch is awesome, which it is. All Zelda's awesome, which it is. Oh, this is the best thing ever. It's like, I don't know about that.
Hopefully, you know, sometimes I hope that they don't try to use it as a selling point. Like, oh, this is the best game. Like 10 out of 10. Buy this now to help our system.
Yeah.
You know,
because we all know how it is. I'm sure somebody somewhere is getting paid to give them a good score. I would say hopefully we'll get paid one day, but I don't think I would take the money to give them a specific game, a score that I didn't really believe in or trust.
Yeah.
So with that being said, 8.79, speaking of scores, we will attempt to get a website up. So not only can you know our scores and see them whenever, but you can see the full breakdown on why we gave it what we gave it.
Well, and I may like have liked it more if I had not watched you play Fallout 4, because that was my first experience with open world. So when I go to this open world, I'm like, nobody's talking to each other. There's no other characters. Mm-hmm. Everything's just like this written scroll thing. It's just like it's boring to me. I don't know. Now, I didn't play it. I'm just saying from just watching somebody play it, I got bored very easily.
So it did seem like a very dumbed down version of Fallout 4 or that type of game. Maybe not a dumbed down version. I'm not saying if you play this, you're dumb. It does seem like a more even kid friendly. Is that the term I'm looking for? I don't know. It seems like more of a kid friendly version of Fallout 4. It's not as serious. It's not as gruesome, obviously, because it's not rated M for mature. There's a lot that you can do, but compared to other games that are similar to it, it seemed a little bit limited also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think some people, they like to explore, mm-hmm. and some other people, they like to just have like straight action.
Yeah, because the puzzles on there were, some of them started to get pretty hard.
Because you know what, that is one thing I have to say is that when I play like a Legend of Zelda game,
yeah,
I like, oh my gosh, what in the world? There's no way Naomi lost.
Your girl's belt just got stolen.
SmackDown update. I'm sorry, SummerSlam update. New SmackDown Women's Champion, Natalya. It's about time they got that belt off Naomi. I'm sorry. I know that's your girl. I know that's your girl.
No.
But there have been multiple times where they don't even let her speak on the mic.
No. No, I want to feel the glow just a little bit longer.
No.
Just let me feel the glow just a little bit.
It's not going to be any more glowing. Actually, obviously, we know how this works. She's entitled to a rematch. So she could get the belt back tomorrow on Raw. On Tuesday on SmackDown.
Just let me glow in the dark just a little bit.
It looks so good. Yeah, the glow in the dark.
Oh.
Look at that. She slammed her head. Look at Naomi. Look at that form. Look at that girl. Look at that form.
Yeah, look at that form.
Oh, look at that flip. Oh, right on the. There you go.
Oh, I bet that really hurt for real.
Okay. She put her in that sharpshooter in the middle of the ring. Tap, tap, tap. All right. That's about time they put it on Naomi.
It's okay, baby. If I was there, things would have been different. It's okay.
You would have got beat by her husband. That's how it would have been different.
He can catch these hands too.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, he cool though. He's great.
All right. All
anyway,
right. That's okay. Good.
I don't need him coming to my house putting hands on me. But hey, what was I saying? I was saying something influential.
I don't know
what you were saying. That was such a, shock because I didn't think they were actually going to put the belt on Natalya, even though she deserves it. Now Naomi's crying. Oh, well. Oh, well. You're messing up all the orange makeup.
Okay.
So anyway, so Mike can't remember what he was saying because his girl lost the belt. We talked about Zelda. So let's get right into
a bonus round.
So again, and we mentioned it earlier, we've been busy not doing the podcast like we should be because we've been super busy doing raid battles. Nintendo is getting a lot of our money on Pokemon Go. So, me and
Unbiased Dan
went up to the local mall here to get our free spin for the day and catch our Pokemon for the day so we can keep the streak going. They have the 7-day streak bonuses now. And we saw a Lugia. And we decided to, hey, let's go. We're going to beat it down. We're going to beat it down. Because before then, we had only done one raid battle. We saw Articuno at the same mall, so we went up there. It was about 105 degrees at least. So we got on there and we tried to fight it. We got beat down and we kind of looked at each other and was like, are you hot? Because I'm hot. Let's get out of here.
It was super hot.
It was way too hot. So that was the only raid battle we had done up until that point. So we get there and we're going to go in. We're going to try. We're going to try with all of our Vaporeons and Rhydons and Executors take out this Lugia. And I look over and I see a guy. He's kind of looking at us. They only had 4 people total. So he's looking at me and he's like, hey, are y'all going to play Pokemon Go too? I'm like, yeah. Hey, you mind joining us? So, you know, he's saying he was trying to help us, but I really think they didn't have enough people. So he was trying to recruit more. Which is fine. So now we're in this Facebook group where, you know, we all go out and raid together. And that's what we've been doing for the past week and a day.
Well, we needed each other. That's really what it was about.
Right. But.
Because they need, even though they have a lot of people in the group, you don't ever know who's going to show up or who can show up. Because everybody's got kids and different schedules and, you know, other commitments. So. Really, the more people you have in the group, the better.
And so then we decided, hey, Mike B, you need to come on out.
Mike B.
And play Pokemon Go with us like we used to back in the day. And then what happened?
I could not remember my password.
Oh.
To your first account?
Mm-hmm. No, my second account.
Oh.
Or either account.
Yeah.
Or either account.
Because I think even your first account... So let's rewind a little bit. We all start playing Pokemon Go. We're on Team Valor. Mike, make sure, you know, you're on team red. You're on team red. Okay. It came up and I picked blue.
Nah, hey. Nah, I got that. I got the message after the fact.
Nah.
I was sitting there like, oh, what is this? I got to pick a team? I was like, I said, it's either they're going to pick red or blue. I'm going to pick the blue one. I thought for sure you're going to pick the blue one. I thought you picked Mystic.
You yeah. were going to.
I was going to, but then the person who got me into playing mm-hmm. was Team Valor. So mm-hmm. it was like, okay, we'll pick Team Valor.
See, so I did make the right choice. It's just that somebody else manipulated you into going into Valor, and now we're Team Valor.
Okay, so then he got a second account.
So then he got a second account, so he can go ahead and join Team Red. Oh, another thing. How do you pronounce the name of the company?
Niantic.
Niantic.
I know, I called it Titanic the other day.
It's like they keep going into the way of a MMO, mm-hmm. the way the game plays with raid battles and all this kind of other stuff. It's time to put out something, and you can make a lot of money doing it. It's time to put out something where you can switch teams. Mm-hmm. You usually can do that on an MMO. When you play on MMOs, you're tied to a specific server that you pick up front. And if you want to switch, they usually let you do it one time. They either charge you for it or they let you do it for free. So it's time to go ahead and let people switch over. However, Mike could not remember the password to his second account either.
Nope.
So now we have no Mystic and no Valor passwords. Because I told him, hey, well, let's go back to your blue one. That's better than starting all the way over. Mm-hmm. I don't know that one either.
And it was like different emails.
Different emails. So Mike had to start all the way over.
A year and some later, right? Because yeah. y'all started in July last year.
Yeah. So he had to start all the way over. So he got in and we kind of power leveled him up doing these raid battles. He got to 20 pretty quick, but those first raid battles, he was just in there using Pidgeys and Magikarps, Splash, and, you know, the quote of the day was, the struggle is real.
Hey, those Magikarps and Pidgeys were putting in some work.
Yeah, they were.
I was struggling on them.
Yeah, do that struggle on
Splashing
them.
Splashing on them.
So, Mike, mm-hmm. since you haven't really played in a while, how did you like it based off what you remember from playing last year?
You know what? It is completely different.
Yeah.
It is a whole new kind of thing. The first time I noticed that something was different on Pokemon Go was when I was walking out of a game store and I just saw like a ton of people just sitting on the outside of it. And I was kind of nervous. I was like, what's going on here? Are they going to try to steal my game?
It's a gang.
I just bought this. Like, this costs a lot of money. I think they're going to jump me. But you know what? I said, what are you guys doing? They said, we're playing Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. I was like, are we catching? They say, oh, it's a wild Lugia out here or something. I was like, oh, did it just pop up right here or something? But that's when I found out there was a thing called the raid battles now.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like there were more people playing last year because you saw a bunch of random people looking down at their phones, wandering around in the streets and in people's yards. And you just saw that everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now you don't see it as much, but you see these kind of hardcore players that are down for doing the raids in big groups. And I think we stormed the Sprint store today. Not only did we block the walkways in the front door, but we also went in and got our badges. So I believe Sprint is giving away badges depending on your level. Go in, show them your phone. They have these like iron-on patches that you can put on, you know, your backpack or your hat or whatever.
Question. So I see they have level 10, 20, and 30.
And 40.
And 40. Mm-hmm. So if I was level 20, would they give me a 10, then a 20?
No, because we got our 30 because we're both level 32. Mm-hmm. They gave us 130. They didn't give us a 10 and a 20. No, they're being cheap.
Okay.
They should, though.
But for you, Mike, because of what are you level now? 21, 22?
21.
21. You can go in and get your level 20 badge. Mm-hmm. And then once you get level 30, which shouldn't really take you that long, if we continue these raid battles, then you can get a 30. So you'll have two different ones.
Okay.
And I think they even cut the one guy some slack. He was level 39. They went ahead and gave him a level 40 badge.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he said he was 29. He said 39?
No, it was the guy with the hat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was 39. But right. Regardless, anyway, he still cut him slack, even regardless of what happened.
Well, we had like 20 people go there at one time.
Oh,
what's happening?
SummerSlam update. Enzo's going to fight Big Cass.
Enzo, no, I don't think that's what's happening here. So we got a SummerSlam update. Big Cass is coming out. Enzo was in the ring probably seeing, I don't know, he hadn't really been too funny lately. He's been so serious with his positive messages. I don't like it. When you get knocked down, you just have to get back up, you know. And I'm just
Who, Big Cass?
No, Enzo.
Oh, Enzo.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't want to hear no inspirational speeches. You know what I want to hear?
What?
Well, what do we got over here?
Yes.
A couple of haters. Hey, why is he in a cage? You know, you just got me on to like wrestling now.
Why is he in a cage? So that's funny for multiple reasons. I don't know how much time I have to get into all of it, but the last Raw GM, Mick Foley, decided it was a good idea to put, I believe, Chris Jericho in a cage while his best friend at the time, Kevin Owens, fought somebody so he wouldn't interfere.
Hmm.
And they gave him so much crap, like, this is the dumbest idea ever. Why would you have someone suspended over the ring in a cage? Fast forward, now we have a new GM, Kurt Angle, and he and he randomly says, oh, we're going to put Enzo inside of a shark cage suspended above the ring so he won't get involved in the match between Big Cass and the Big Show.
Oh, wow.
So that's what's happening here. So now he's in the cage with the poop emoji shorts on, bending over, acting like he's pooping on Big Cass because they're no longer friends.
And doing like his little signature dance.
Doing his running man dance.
It's funny. It looked like the ref actually picked up the poop.
Oh my gosh.
Picked it up and
yes. He cracks me up. I love Enzo.
So here comes the Big Show.
And I love the Big Show.
I can't imagine this is going to be a good match, but because they're too big and
I can't do too much.
Yeah, but you know, it's a good. I guess it's an okay storyline.
Huh.
So anyway, back to the Pokemon Go. Anything else you noticed different from last year, or things you like or don't like?
Oh, they have like transferring Pokemon.
Oh, like the multiple transfer.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier, a lot faster.
Because I remember when I used to just like get Pokemon, just turn them into straight candy.
Yeah.
That was
but
my
you
whole
had
thing.
To click on that the option button.
Just one at a time. Yeah.
And do them one at a time. Yeah.
And it took forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It did. So yeah, that's a big time saver.
So that's different. I see that some of the Pokemon, like I guess like a lot more people are using Rhyhorns now, because I remember at one point I guess they said they were like way too, they didn't do enough damage.
Yeah, Rhydons. So yeah, Rhydons are, you know, their defense is good against these legendary birds, especially like stuff like Zapdos and stuff like that.
Because remember, we used to have a nest right around the corner. Like every 30 minutes, I would run outside, go catch one, come right back. And now it's like, I just had like a whole like monopoly on them. But now it's, and then, you know, I'm like, oh man, they weren't useful.
Yeah,
then.
Now everyone has them. Well, excuse me. What happened was they started doing special events, which they were cool, but I didn't like them too much. The first event was awesome because we were in Vegas, and it was the Halloween event.
Mm-hmm. So it was awesome.
It was the first time that they just released ghost Pokemon everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Ghastly, Haunter, Gengar, I think it was Cubone and Hypnose.
Mm-hmm.
Which is everywhere. And they had a special where you only had to walk
half the time.
I think it was a third of the time.
Yeah.
To hatch eggs.
And get candies. Because, right?
And then had double candy.
Yeah, because we had buddies.
Can we go back in time?
And when you transferred, when you did transfers, it gave you like double the candy.
Yeah.
It would give you two candies for every transfer instead of one or something like that.
Right. So they did that last year. So that worked out pretty well. But I think they made some tweaks to what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had a water event. They had a fire event. They had a grass event. They had a rock type event. So that's how everyone has Rhydons now. Because,
And Onix and Graveler.
Onix, Geodudes, Gravelers, Rhyhorn were everywhere.
Quick question. Steelix, did that come in on Johto? Is that the second generation?
Yes.
Of Steelix?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Steelix is in the game now.
Oh, nice.
That's what Onyx becomes, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I think they had one more event. They keep talking about this Valentine's Day event where everyone got chances. And I guess we really just weren't into it.
Oh, no. Remember, it was pink. Yeah, we played it.
Did we?
They released all the pink Pokemon.
Because I don't have like any.
I don't either, but I remember that happening.
Because I had a friend of mine, Billy Bird. Shout out to Billy Bird. I looked at his Pokemon, and he just had like 5 chances and like 8 Blissies. And I'm like, where'd you get all this from? And they were high level too.
I remember when they did that, but I kept getting the same thing. And I don't have my phone on me, so I can't look and I cannot remember. But I remember when they did that. But I wasn't getting chances and Blissies. I cannot remember what it was that kept popping up.
I just wish I was there for those ghost Pokemon.
Yeah, but the Gengars keep popping up for raid battles in gym. So we're going to get you one.
Yeah.
I saw 2 today. So.
But you were busy.
Might be tripping.
Hey.
So you missed the Gengar.
So. Talking about raid battles. So again, August 31st is the last chance you have to get the legendary birds. So we keep hearing all kind of rumors from the people that we go to these raid battles with. As far as I know, the tweet that I got from the official Pokemon Go account was that Mewtwo is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get a Mewtwo, you're going to have to get a special invite to a raid battle. Now, how you get the invite to the raid battle is you have to have done a raid at the specific gym where he's popping up at, and then you will get a special invite.
Huh.
But today we went out and these people in our group were saying, no, you have to have all the legendary birds, Moltres, Zapdos, Articuno, and Lugia. Hmm? Then not only that, but at the specific gym he's spawning at, you have to have had caught a legendary Pokemon there. Not just beat it. You had to have caught it. Hmm. So.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, that just doesn't. Something about that doesn't sound right.
But what I keep hearing is, I hear more of as long as you did a raid there.
Yeah, that's what I got from the official account. So I'm not sure. They said that they got the information from specific YouTubers and all this other stuff. But like I said, the only information tweets I got from their account was have to have participated in a raid battle. You didn't even have to beat it.
Now, again, did Niantic say that?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I saw that a week ago. You never know what update. So, the other update that I got is that Mewtwo was coming Monday along with Ho-Oh. I don't know about the Ho-Oh, but we definitely do know Mewtwo is coming. So, we need to get ready for that.
Yeah, shoot. I just want the Mewtwo.
What legendary birds are you missing, Mike?
I am missing Moltres.
Uh-huh.
Articuno,
uh-huh.
Lugia.
So you're missing 3 out of the 4.
Yeah.
So I think at this point we have all of them. We even have the Tyranitar, which was very difficult to catch.
You know what? I actually wanted a Tyranitar just to have one because that was in my old crew when I played Pokemon Silver.
Yeah. It's still super strong on this game, but it's definitely hard to catch.
Yeah, you don't see very many of them. I mean, it's not a rare one, but I almost feel like we see the rare ones more than we see the Tyranitars.
Yeah, we see the legendary birds more than the Tyranitars, but I think they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
Especially today. I mean, how many did we see? We didn't even participate in all the raids. But,
oh, my gosh.
But they were just everywhere.
Yeah.
We would be sitting somewhere and, oh, here, we're about to do this raid battle and probably do whatever. And then all of a sudden, right next to us, oh, here's another Moltres. Here's another Articuno.
Well, and as soon as we finished those 2 Moltres, we fought the 2 Moltres gyms earlier, a Lugia showed up at the major cuts.
Yeah, so we could have went and fought
and
that
everybody
also.
Went over there.
But we had to come here and do the podcast.
Yeah.
For the people.
For right. the people.
That's right. We skipped out on the Lugia.
Missing out on the pre-show for SummerSlam. We were stinky. We're smelly.
Stinky.
Hungry.
Hungry.
Dehydrated.
I just want a Gengar. Really,
yeah, dehydrated. The Gengar. So whenever they open up trades, which was the rumor last year that still hasn't appeared, I will trade you a Gengar.
Yes.
Because I have plenty of them.
You want me to tell you the thing about it? I'm an old account.
Tell me the thing about it.
On the old account, I actually had a super extra large Hunter.
So I did look that up. So while I was looking up all this other stuff, the size at this point doesn't matter.
Dang. But, you know, at least, you know, he was a healthy
eating
Hunter.
Well, right?
He was eating well.
Eating well.
He's probably eating other ghosts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least, you know, he was being fed.
Yeah,
he was well taken care of.
I was wondering what happened to Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, exactly. I went and found him. I said, hey, man, we don't need you no more. We need Red. I fed him to the Hunter.
Yeah. So, any other... Oh, wait.
Unbiased Dan.
What about you? What's your new Pokemon Go? Because I know we took a break. You know, we didn't completely stop playing, but we were really hardcore on it for a while. And then, we slowed down a lot. So how are you liking the raid battles?
I like it better now. At first, I was very frustrated because I couldn't catch anything. But I think us finding that group helped tremendously. And you helped me with my throw because my throw wasn't very good. And so even though it seems like some kind of stroke of luck on when you catch them, I still feel that probably the better thrower you are, the better chances you have. So, but I like it. I am enjoying it now. At first I was a little frustrated. And one thing I don't like is that you used to be able to put all your Pokemon in gyms and then collect on the Stardust and everything. Yeah,
so Stardust is super rare nowadays. So
yeah, it's so hard to get.
Even if you catch these legendary birds, they have something called Rare Candy now where you can turn the Articuno candy. What, Mike is over here grinning. What's going on?
Enzo just covered himself in oil.
Oh,
he got out the case.
He escaped.
And he has two OJ gloves on.
Has anybody ever done that before?
I have never seen it before.
He got out the cage.
So he got out the cage and Big Cass kicked him in his face. So he's down for the count. So the rare candy was super awesome on the actual video game. And it's turning out to be pretty good on Pokemon Go. So you use the rare candy on, for example, Articuno, and it turns into an Articuno candy. However, once you get enough to level them up, you don't have any Stardust anymore.
Right. It's like, okay, well, thanks for the candy, but we have no Stardust.
Yeah, so that's how we used to collect the bulk of our Stardust, going around taking gems. Obviously, it was a max of 10, but you can be in more. And then we would collect, get those coins, which was also nice, but get the coins and get that Stardust. So now it's just...
super hard to...
You got to hatch eggs to get Stardust pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully they have a fix for that sometime soon.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying playing this game with everybody. I just didn't know there were so many people in such large groups doing this.
Yeah. So it's time to wrap up the podcast. We'll try to keep them around an hour. A quick SummerSlam update. I guess Big Cass defeated Big Show. I don't know what's going on. Big Show looks knocked out, and Big Cass is raising his hand. So, whatever.
And he knocked out Enzo.
And he knocked out Enzo. So, anyway, again, new updates to the social media pages. Follow us everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at ANX Gamecast. Email ANXGameCenter@gmail.com with suggestions and questions. And anything else you can think of to ask, please do.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Join us next week where we will have our full When They Cry review and the final Street Fighter V versus King of Fighters 14 debate. So we'll see you next time.